for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Samaria, I'm Betty Haversham. What company is this?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
I'm Betty Haversham.
Okay.
And I have a charge on my charge card, and I want to know what company or this is this.
Yes, ma'am. So I actually work for a third-party contact center where we do service a wide range of merchants. Can you provide me with your address, Ms. Betty? Let's see if you have an account with one of our merchants.
606 King Alpha Drive, or either P.O. Box 1072 Swainsboro, Georgia.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have a purifier. I'm sorry, I can't say it, but good. Purifier with Crazy Shop, ShopCrazyDiscounts.com. Now, Ms. Betty is showing here that on December the 16th, you opted in for a free gift, which was the purifier. As a part of that free gift, if not declined at the point of sale or within the first 48 hours of the order, you are automatically enrolled into their monthly subscription where they provide you with a $125 gift card monthly as well as access to their website. So and the monthly subscription charge for that subscription is in the amount of $49.97.
Every month?
Every month until you call to cancel.
Well, you can cancel this because, you know what, on that purifier, it didn't tell me nothing about no monthly thing, so they need to reverse my money.
Okay, now, Ms. Betty, upon signing up for the product, do you recall confirming that you are the age of 18 years or older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that purifier by mail with the United States Postal Service?
I haven't received it. I don't want to receive it.
I'm sorry?
I received a free purifier.
Yes, ma'am. I asked, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that purifier by mail with the United States Postal Service?
Yes, I did do that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So within those terms and conditions, it does notify you of these charges that will occur if you do not decline or cancel within the first 48 hours.
I decline it.
Okay. Well, what I can do is go ahead and get the account canceled out. Therefore, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive or have access to that account going forward, okay?
But I can't get this $49.97
from
what was on there.
No, ma'am. I'm not able to issue that $49.97 back to the account. What I can do is provide you with a 35% refund for the charges that occurred on January the 20th.
I tell you what, I'm getting messed up every time with this darn charge. Talk about that.
Yes.
Free thing you didn't say that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Ms. Betty, I do definitely strongly suggest that whenever you're doing any of those surveys or picking those gifts, make sure that you read those terms and conditions thoroughly, because we do include all of that information within those terms and conditions.
Well, I won't be ordering nothing else like that.
Yes, ma'am. So
they had charged me something else for February.
January the 20th. You were charged on December 20th and January 20th.
Oh, I was charged December the 20th, too?
Yes, ma'am.
I won't be ordering nothing else. Oh, my God.
So I'll go ahead and give you that courtesy 35% refund back, as well as get this account canceled, Ms. Betty. Now, once the account is canceled, of course, you will not be charged anything going forward, nor would you have access to their website or receive those vouchers, okay?
Okay.
All right, bear with me one moment. Let me get the account adjusted for you.
Mm-hmm.
just about done, Miss Betty.
They know that little gift they offered on with no $49.99. And that was through loans.
Okay, thank you so much for holding with me. So, again, I did go ahead and get the account canceled. Now that the account is canceled, you are not going to receive any more charges, nor would you have access to that app, well, not app, that website, nor would you receive those vouchers. You also wouldn't be charged anything going forward. You are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming the cancellation of the account as well as the refund back to the account. Now, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, Ms. Betty.
You too.
Thank you.